This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the April-May issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have reviews in Business and Personal Growth, Thomas Walken's column Learning by Ear, this time focusing its reviews on the latest releases of audiobooks on good parenting. After that, we'll have reviews in Contemporary Culture and a review of The Case Against Sugar by Gary Taubes. It's an Earphones winner, read by Mark Chamberlain. Let's get right to it. Our first review today in Business and Personal Growth is an Earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which, when you scan it with your smartphone, will play a sound sample of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first title today is Payoff: The Hidden Logic That Shapes Our Motivation by Dan Ariely. It's an Earphones winner, read by Simon Jones. After immediately drawing listeners in with his reading of Ariely's riveting first chapter, narrator Simon Jones continues to hold them close with his relaxed diction and skillful handling of this audiobook's pathos. Jones's vocal elegance and thorough understanding of the author's message promote unexpected engagement with Ariely's extended essay on what motivates people not just to do their jobs, but to really commit themselves to their work or to whatever they are doing. Though Ariely, a psychology professor at Duke, is a career academic, he serves up a fascinating array of memorable research and insights without ever sounding removed from people's everyday experience of what moves them to become engaged. Jones's pleasing voice and tasteful interpretations make this audio a memorable listen for anyone interested in what moves us to do what we do. Thomas Walken wrote that review of Payoff: The Hidden Logic That Shapes Our Motivation. It's written by Dan Ariely, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Simon Jones. It's from Simon & Schuster Audio for 2 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Own It: The Power of Women at Work. It's written by Sally Krawcheck, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Ellen Archer, with an introduction from the author. Financial executive and entrepreneur Sally Krawcheck offers a finely drawn account of how women can thrive in the world of business and financial management. It's a compelling first-person discussion, not just because of the author's experience at major investment firms, but also because of narrator Ellen Archer's performance. She perfectly captures the author's skill, confidence, and accessibility. With assertive clarity, she applies a deft blend of mature indignation and quiet determination to every sentence. And in the sections where the author shares her personal thoughts and vulnerabilities, her vocal style shifts toward the intimate without weakening Krawcheck's empowering message. Full of wisdom and tips for career women at all levels, this is an indispensable career guide for every woman who is serious about making a difference with her talents. Thomas Walken wrote that review of Own It: The Power of Women at Work. It's written by Sally Krawcheck, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Ellen Archer, with an introduction from the author. It's available at Random House Audio for 7.75 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Continuing now in Business and Personal Growth, we have Unselfie: Why Empathetic Kids Succeed in Our All About Me World. It's written by Michelle Borba, and it's read by Cassandra Campbell with an introduction from the author. Michelle Borba's latest book provides parenting instruction on teaching one's children empathy. Narrator Cassandra Campbell is the perfect fit for sharing the 9 strategies Borba suggests. The introduction, read by the author, provides the reasons why empathy remains important even in a technology-driven world. Borba reads her words as only an author can, setting the stage for the descriptions, ideas, and examples she shares in the rest of the audiobook. Campbell presents the remainder of the text in a clear, even voice. The 9 habits are divided into 3 sections: teaching empathy, practicing empathy, and living empathetically. The narration is well done, and since the author presents activities to complete with children of different ages, listeners may want to keep a pen and paper handy. Elizabeth Nelson wrote that review of Unselfie: Why Empathetic Kids Succeed in Our All About Me World. It's written by Michelle Borba, read by Cassandra Campbell, with an introduction by the author. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in business and personal growth is Wait and See: Finding Peace in God's Pauses and Plans. It's by Wendy Pope, read by Jill Monaco. Narrator Jill Monaco uses her gentle, soothing voice to convey Pope's message to have patience in discovering God's plan for one's life. Waiting to discover one's purpose can be tedious and frustrating, but using the story of King David and other scripture, Pope has a comforting way of reminding listeners to trust in God's timing and embrace the period of ambiguity. Monaco's fitting pace and pauses allow for pondering and self-examination. Posing the guidebook questions, her tone is eager and compassionate. Pope's personal story evokes sympathy and understanding and creates a bond between author and listener. Anyone who has gone through a period of uncertainty will appreciate Pope's words, particularly those who are currently facing a block in aspirations. Denise Sajkowski wrote that review of Wait and See: Finding Peace in God's Pauses and Plans. It's written by Wendy Pope, read by Jill Monaco, and it's available from Oasis Audio for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in business and personal growth is Worth It: Your Life, Your Money, Your Terms. It's written and read by Amanda Steinberg. Steinberg provides financial information geared specifically towards women and presents it in a powerful way. The author's passion in helping women gain financial freedom is evident in her strong delivery. She is matter-of-fact and confident in the way she presents her money tips and has a feisty attitude in her delivery that empowers and enlivens a topic that can be tedious. She also explains how to avoid stress and ignore some of the bad advice out there. Offering her own encouraging advice in a familiar, stern tone, Steinberg sets out to persuade listeners that women can be financially secure and prosperous on their own. Denise Zajkowski wrote that review of Worth It: Your Life, Your Money, Your Terms. It's written and read by Amanda Steinberg, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 6.5 hours unabridged. Now we'll have Thomas Walken's Learning by Ear, Good Parenting, A Moving Target. Audios about parenting have done a good job of keeping up with the astounding changes we've seen in our culture in the past 20 years. Changes in the way authority is distributed in families, changes in how boys and girls define themselves, and changes in what it takes to prepare kids for the adult challenges of work and family. Here in the selfie culture, we see symptoms of these changes. More young people seem unfocused, unable to tolerate discomfort, tone deaf to adult expectations, and not engaged with any civic or moral purpose. They gang up on us through social media networks and are good at debating and punishing us in a baffling number of ways. This culture having its way with our children, a Katrina-like wave of untidy values and dangerous behavior that a lot of young people see as the new normal. If you're a parent and are having any of these thoughts, the audios we heard for this issue will put a spring back in your step. They won't erase the reality that parenting today is incredibly hard, forcing us, as it does, to take on roles alien to our nature and suffer countless humiliations. But these audios will awaken hope and persuade parents that there is an order to the madness of raising children that we can unlock with a little listening. The authors, all leaders in their fields, offer not just advice, but also bedrock principles that we can draw on to keep our heads from exploding while we're learning how to be parents. Delivered by an intelligent-sounding group of voice pros and authors, these audios offer perspectives that might help you keep your balance and improve what goes on between you and your children. Good listening and bon courage. Thomas Walken wrote that little article about good parenting, a moving target. This is just a reminder, before we get to those reviews, that you are listening to the April-May issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. All right, we begin with an earphones winner, The Confident Parent. It's by Jane Scott and Stephanie Land, and it's read by Susan Boyce. A pediatrician offers back-to-back basics, tools for helping parents relax and feel more confident about raising their children. Narrator Susan Boyce provides elegant articulation and appealing emotional tones. Her performance captures every ounce of meaning and context in this useful guide. The author was 4 times a parent before she was a doctor, and her discussion is also informed by her experiences living on 4 different continents. Her writing expresses wisdom, reminiscent of Bodhisattva. It's relaxing, even soothing, but there's also no shortage of astute advice, from handling familiar challenges to learning how to use one's instincts to avoid overthinking the job of parenting. Her international perspective and audible maturity, as captured beautifully by Boyce, elevate this advice and make it linger. Thomas Walken wrote that review, as he does all 5 of the reviews I will be finishing in this section. This one was The Confident Parent by Jane Scott with Stephanie Land, an earphones winner read by Susan Boyce. It's available from Dreamscape for 8.25 hours unabridged. Next, we have It's Okay to Go Up the Slide. It's written by Heather Shoemaker, and it's an earphones winner read by Laurel Lefkow. What narrator Laurel Lefkow does best is thoroughly express the author's appealing wisdom and homespun respect for challenges of being a parent. She clearly enjoys reading this material and connecting with her listeners. Not your traditional parenting advice, it's a softly argued manifesto that shows parents how to avoid over-controlling risks and complying blindly with prevailing cultural norms. Let children try new things, Shoemaker says, so they can stay curious, develop resiliency, cope with difficult emotions, judge danger, and gain pride in learning what they can do. Shoemaker is at her best discussing interpersonal risks. Let kids learn from their social experiences instead of overwhelming them with rules. Though some of this advice will face resistance from parents and educators in many communities, Lefkow's spontaneous reading makes it sound appropriate and worth considering. That was a review of It's Okay to Go Up the Slide by Heather Shoemaker, and Earphones winner read by Laura Lefko. It's available from Dreamscape for 10 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Danish Way of Parenting. It's by Jessica Joel Alexander and Ibn Dissing Sandal. It's read by Kim May Guest. An understated urgency gives Kim May Guest's performance a measure of gravitas that is not out of place with this eye-opening audiobook. Yet, aided by her pleasing tone and diction, she also sounds calm and centered as she describes the stark contrasts between Danish parenting and the overstriving practices we see in the U.S. The authors still distill Danish parenting values into six principles, represented by the acronym PARENT: play, authenticity, reframing, empathy, no ultimatums, and togetherness. With the main author saying that she started her research because her own maternal instincts were wanting, the discussion benefits from her beginner's mind as well as from guests' calm engagement. This essential parenting resource brings us back to basics without sounding simplistic or preachy. That was a review of The Danish Way of Parenting by Jessica Joel Alexander and Ibn Dissing Sandal. It's read by Kim May Guest, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 3.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have Mother and Son, The Respect Effect. It's written and read by Emerson Eggerichs. The message is helpful in this audio, and it's that male children have more pride issues and doubts about their worth than most mothers realize. Though mothers typically want to lead with nurturing affection, communicating respect is more important, according to this likable author who reads his audiobook with the comfortable security you expect from a child and family scholar and former Christian pastor. Along with his pleasing baritone voice, his connection with these ideas and lack of pretense are beguiling. He has an appealing colloquial way of offering guidance for typical mother-son conflicts, as well as a writing style that is perfect for expressing what all family members can give to one another. In both words and speech, this is palpable wisdom that all moms with sons will find immensely helpful. That was a review of Mother and Son, The Respect Effect, written and read by Emerson Eggerichs. It's available from Thomas Nelson for 8.5 hours unabridged. Finally, Thomas Walken's column ends with Raising Human Beings by Ross W. Green, read by Jonathan Todd Ross. This thoughtful audio discusses helping your children become who they are while learning important life skills. Narrator Jonathan Ross's gentle vocal personality expresses the kindness in the author's message without diminishing its strength. His vocal charm makes listeners want to connect with the author's ideas and advice. A psychotherapist and father of teenagers, Green speaks to today's central parenting challenge: how to provide the structure and guidance that children need while not overpowering their autonomy and sense of self. With familiar scenarios from his own experience, he shows how parents can meet their children's where they are on their journey and step in confidently when required. Green's accessible language, along with Ross's amiable reading, makes the wisdom in this audiobook easy to hear and absorb. Thomas Walken wrote that review and all the others. This one was Raising Human Beings by Ross W. Green, read by Jonathan Todd Ross. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Now we turn our attention to reviews in the area of contemporary culture. And our first review is At the Existentialist Cafe, Freedom, Being, and Apricot Cocktails. It's written by Sarah Bakewell, and it's an Earphones winner read by Antonia Beamish. Existentialism has long fallen out of vogue, but Bakewell's lively history of the existentialist philosophers, expertly read by the inimitable Antonia Beamish, may revive a whole new school of thought. Certainly, author and narrator make existentialism entertaining and comprehensible for what must be the first time ever. Beamish's rapid shifts from an impeccable British accent to her equally impeccable French accent may jolt the ear a bit at first. But by the time she's reached Heidegger and the Germans, the listener is well into the mix. Polished, witty, often very funny, this stellar production is a rewarding and pleasurable choice. Even more, it proves to be uncannily relevant to the urgent challenges of our current day. David A. Walton wrote that review of At the Existentialist Cafe, Freedom, Being, and Apricot Cocktails. It's written by Sarah Bakewell. It's an Earphones winner read by Antonia Beamish, and it's available from Audible, Inc. for 14.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Undoing Project, A Friendship That Changed Our Minds by Michael Lewis. It's an Earphones winner read by Dennis Boutsakaris. Most decisions we make are based in some part on irrationality, sometimes referred to as a gut feeling or intuition. Author Michael Lewis simplifies the brain-boggling life work of Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman, who developed a new discipline of behavioral economics to explain the seeming irrationality of financial decision-making. Narrator Dennis Boutsakaris' faultless and cogent reading keeps the project moving, but even so, listeners may need to occasionally hit the rewind button to appreciate the science as the author recounts how the Israeli duo combined cognitive psychology and mathematics to analyze decisions revolving around money. In the process, they identified phenomena with exotic titles such as loss aversion, framing, overconfidence bias, and more. For a work about economics, this is a surprisingly emotional story of how two selfless collaborators were eventually undone by their own successes. Richard W. Stimm wrote that review of The Undoing Project, A Friendship That Changed Our Minds. It's written by Michael Lewis, an Earphones winner, read by Dennis Boutsakaris, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our next review is The Case Against Sugar. It's by Gary Taubes, read by Mike Chamberlain, and it's an Earphones winner. Author Gary Taubes makes a strong and frightening case against sugar, claiming that there is nothing sweet about its links to numerous chronic diseases, which include insulin resistance, liver disease, and obesity. Narrator Mike Chamberlain flawlessly delivers these sour facts with journalistic directness. His clear narration fluidly expresses the comprehensive information regarding the history of sugar use and case studies on its effects. With modulations and tonal change, he highlights the questionable claims of sugar-related industries and quotations from various sources. Chamberlain's persuasive frankness drives home the author's controversial argument that sugar use is akin to smoking cigarettes or using drugs and should be, at the very least, regarded more cautiously by consumers. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of The Case Against Sugar. It's by Gary Taubes, read by Mike Chamberlain, and it's an Earphones winner. Available from Random House Audio for 11.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Daily Show, the audiobook, an oral history as told by Jon Stewart, The Correspondents, staff, and guests. Chris Smith put it together, and John Stewart reads the foreword. On January 11, 1999, comedian John Stewart took over the helm of Comedy Central's Daily Show. For the next 16 years, the team proceeded to mix news, satire, and pop culture into a unique blend of award-winning, groundbreaking entertainment. This in-depth oral history, read by a bevy of top-flight audiobook narrators, takes the listeners behind the scenes to hear from the writers, producers, and comics who brought the show to life. Reenactments of some of the best-known bits are included. Although the comments and opinions of such recognizable talents as Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and Samantha Bee are prominent throughout, it seems like a missed opportunity that their iconic voices were not included in this production. Still, this is a must-listen for the true fan. Brian Price wrote that review of The Daily Show, the audiobook, and oral history, as told by Jon Stewart, the correspondents, staff, and guests. It's written by Chris Smith. Jon Stewart does the foreword, and it's read by a talented cast of audiobook narrators. It's available from Hachette Audio for 16 hours of unabridged listening. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in once again next time when we have reviews in literary fiction, including reviews of such titles as Once a Crooked Man, an Earphones winner written and read by acclaimed actor David McCallum. Earphones winner The Comet Seekers by Helen Sedgwick, read by Billy Fulford Brown. And Lincoln in the Bardo by George Saunders, read by a full cast of talented actors, including Nick Offerman and David Sedaris. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.